This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I'd like to bring out, to speak about a yesod, the inyan of the Seder. What the Seder is meant to be, it's pashut, everybody knows, it's emunah. It's the emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Munin Rebbeinu Shloilam's Hashkacha erfiert the Welt. And this is Pesach b'chlalius, and the Seder with Pratius. This is what the Seder is designated to uftan, to accomplish. Emunah. But there's one nekuda in the inyan of the Seder and in the inyan of Emunah which needs to be touched on, which seems to be overlooked. And amidst Hashem, at the end of the Shia, we'll see that this is a very important part, a yesod, an ikar, in the emunah, in the Seder. I want to begin with the arba parshiyos that lead up to Pesach, with a kasha. We all know that Hachedesh Hazeh Lachem, this is this week's parsha, we read Parshas Hachedesh. And before Parshas Hachedesh, we have Parshas Parah. The Yerushalmi actually asks that the Seder should have been reversed. We should have first read Parshas Hachedesh, and then we should have read Parshas Parah. This is a Yerushalmi Megillah Perigim Alach Hei. Rab Levi Shem Rab Chama Bachanina Oma Bedinhu Shetakdim Parshas Achedish LeParah. Parshas Achedish should have actually came before Parah, because like the Cheshbin Echa Benisan who came on Mishkan, and then came the Parsh of Parah. The order of events isn't Parah and Chedesh, but the opposite. It's Chedesh and then Parah. So why do we read first Parshas Parah and then Parshas HaChedesh? And the Yerushalmi explains, because it's Tarasan Shal Yisrael. What does this mean? So the Mefarshim explain it's a technical thing. Sometimes the person needed Hazar. He would need Hazar in the seventh day, right? All the Shlishi Yishvi. And Lemaisa, not always was he ready to be Tahar on time for the Korban Pesach. So therefore, we will Magdimit. Shetzichim Leida Dinataras Tmeim Hazar Shlishi Yishvi Yishyesh Beitzairich. If you wait for that Shabbos, it might come out that you don't have enough time. So many weeks, it depends on many years, it depends if you have according to the date on the calendar, if there was enough time to have the para on time. If you read it on Shabbos, to have it for the Korban Pesach. The Mefarshim ask, you know, the Divrei Yoel, Satmar Rav is very busy with this question. Lamaisa today, it's not Nigel Lamaisa. It's not a technical problem that you won't be able to do the Hazah on time for the Korban Pesach. It's not Nigel Lamaisa. So then we should have done it, Lefi HaSeder. The answer to the question of the Yerushalmi, that it's a technical issue, that there should be enough time for Pesach, it's not negeh b'zman hazeh. So then the kasha should have been, let's go back to the Seder that first came Parshas HaChodesh, and then came what? Parshas Pav. Das is the kasha, was the Mefarshim fragen. Now, L'Rabbeisai, I think we have to understand Parshas Parah, and why Taka, Parshas Parah is before Parshas HaChodesh. What is Parshas Parah? You know, there's an interesting Magen Avram in Halacha. The Magen Avram at the end of Hilchis Tainis says, Kosev Atanya, Rishon, the Tanya, B'yayim Hashishi, Parshas Chukas, Noagu Yechidim Lisanes. It's a Tainis. Shebeisa hayoyim nisrafu chav kronois meleim svarim betzarfas. It's a tiny, terrible tragedy happened. So why didn't we just do it the day that it happened of the month? Never do we have that it has to be an Erev Shabbos parsha something. It's always the day of the month that the event took place. Not Erev Shabbos. Grad, it happened to have been Erev Shabbos then. And for the Magen Avram, Amir de Gazach, Shemitoich Sheilas Chaloyim Neidelay, came to him in a dream. The Tanya says it came to him in a dream, the answer to this question. It's a Magen Avram in Shulchan Aruch. And what is the answer? That it has to do with the day of the parsha. Shiyoim aparsha goyrim gzeiros hatoira zois chukas hatoira mitargaminon da gzeiras eraisa. The decree. Chuka, the targum, gzeira, this is the gzeiras hatoira. What does it have to do with Pasha's chukas? It's a punk grad zois chukas hatoira. So I guess in the Ramazim, there's a Psaremes. Gzeira, it happened on Erev Shabbos, a Parshas Chukas. Does it have anything to do with Chukas? Chayra not. Does it have anything to do with the Parshas of Parah Aduma? Nothing, right? Grad, it's a Ramez. Or maybe not, Rabbeisai. Maybe it's direct. You hear the Shia Pashta question. We're reading Parshas Parah, right? The question is, Parshas Parah happened after Parshas HaChodesh. Why are we reading it before? So I'm showing you something very interesting about Parshas Parah. Dog Zeira Seiraisa, a dream came to the Tanya, the Rishon, that there will be Gzeiris, there will be decrees, and therefore you have to fast. Dog Zeira Seiraisa, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas. What does that have to do with the Parsha? It has something to do with Chukas. It has something to do with Parshas Parah Aduma. Maybe the paradumas are kapara for the eagle. And we know that all the tzaras of Klal Yisrael, ubiyoyim pakti upakarati, goes back to the eagle. But I'll tell you more, Rabbeisai. I believe the pshat is, there's a meiridike psikta, a tanchume. What is the whole parasha of paradumah? It's a pella. Zokta Tanchuma Yoshin, Chazayin Chavches, Paraduma, Parazu Mitzrayim, Aduma, Zubavel, Timima, Zumadai. The Paraduma, the Parsha, is Merumis on the four Gullis. So I'm a foolish medrash. Parazu Mitzrayim. Like he brings a pasuk, Egel Yefefi on Mitzrayim, Adum is Bavel, Anturesh Didahav, Tmima Zumadai, Asherein Bamum Zu Yavon. So the Parsha of Paraduma talks about the Gullus. But yet there's another part of this medrash, Davar Acher. You know who the Par is? Who is the Para? Tavaracha para Elu Yisrael. The para was mifabrent. Is referring to Klal Yisrael. Huh? Meredik. The Medrash is telling us clearly that in this Parshas Merum is the Gullison, starting from Mitzrayim to Yavon, and the Parah that they're burning. Who are they burning? The Parah Aduma Tamima is Klal Yisrael. Not me, it's Chazal HaFeith. Foolish Medrash. I want to read you more in the Medrash. The Psikta. You give it to Elazar HaKoyen, and you shecht it al michutz l'machne. Says the Medrash, Elazar HaKoyen ze Yirmiyah. Zehu Yirmiyah min HaKoyhanim asher banosois. The hoitzi al michutz l'machne is Klal Yisrael going to Bavel. Medrash, Purush Medrash. Nishkein Lomdis, Nishkein Teira, Nishkein Chidushim. Vishachat oisul lefonov, veminot min geshachten, es b'nei tzidkiyohu shachtu li'enov. The tzores of the Golisin. Amirum is in the parasha of Pora Aduma. Medrash. Read you another Medrash. The Medrash, Psikta Rabasi, Perik Yudalit. The Osaf Ish Tahir as Efer Apara. Who is Ish Tahir? Sagt der Psikte, Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Shleil. Evet Nemen, Evet Uvzamlin. Uvzamlin, the Efer Apara, the Verbrennte. The ashes. Habesek Midrashim. That the Pasha Parah Aduma is clearly Merumis the Golisin. It's clearly Merumis the Tsaris of the Golisin. It's also clearly Merumis the Va'osaf, the Va'osaf Nitche Yisrael, as the Rebbeinu Shlomo with Tzvazamlin, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will pick up the ashes. They'll collect the ashes and bring us to Gula. It's alts mefurishim, mit tanchumis, mit psiktis, klar. With this rabbeisai, I understand dogs eres eraisa. Why in the parsha paradumis merumis sreifas hasvarim the tzaris? What does that do? Parshas chukas. Dogs eres eraisa. In their parsha. Lick the gullus in and the tzaris of the gullus. Und weiter, the Yeshua of the gullus. Das ist the Pasha from Parah Aduma. Klar, Rabbi Yisrael, sie nicht kein Chidushim, sie mamisch offene mit Rasha. Parah Aduma ist Klal Yisrael, was wird verbrennt. Klal Yisrael that turns to ashes from the hand, by the hand from the Goyim. But us at Ish, Medrash, the Rabbeinu Shlomo. The Rabbeinu Shlomo at Fasamlin. You know, Rabbi Isai, there's a miritik Chsam Seifer that is Mazbara Balaturim. The Chsam Seifer writes, he says, B'mesayre V'osaf Gimel. The Balaturim says that the word V'osaf is three times in the Torah. Once in the Pasha, the Parah Aduma, V'osaf, Ish Tahir, is Efer Ha, Parah. The next one is V'osaf Hami, Tzera, Perik Mem Beis, Pasik He. Then we have V'osaf Nidche Yisrael, which Grad Raveza, Yizam Efurusha Chazal, the Tanchuma, the Balaturim, is really a short version of different midrashim, that there's three things in the parsha of Parah. The Osaf Ish Tahir, the Osaf is a mitzayra, the Osaf Nidche Yisrael. Zavtach Sam Sefer, Baldas is Merumis of Ulash Hachayna, the last Geula. The Gemara tells us that the final Geula, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Ches. What is the geula? Oy dar shikulei chayiv, oy dar shikulei zakai, and that's the pshat. Osaf means he'll take away. You take away ish tahir, and what's left? All the tmeim,
Dar Shakuli Chayiv. Zayzak Pusam Seifa. Shame be gold. Is he beautiful?
V'asav ish. V'asav is a mitzayra. He'll take away the tumah, the mitzayra. What's left? Only Tahayim. That's Kulich Zakai.
And then you'll have V'asav nitche Yisrael. Azayza mazbe de balaturim, Abayzai. Hafla fella. Hafla fella. You hear?
In the parsha of Paradumas, Merumis,
the Golosin, the strifes, the struggles of the Golosin, to the end will be the Osav Ishtar,
which is this Balaturim, Osav Nitche Yisro, which is Gradim and first Tapakum also.
Now let's see why we read Parshas Parah, and then we'll try to understand why we read it before Parshas HaChaydish or before Chaydish Nissan. Why do we read Parshas Parah B'chlal? So Parsha, everybody knows, L'taya, the Taira for the carbon. We don't have a carbon today. We don't have the whole sugi is not Negei. And the Teretz is, Nun, the Shalom, the Parvim, Sosainu, Gut, Alaveis, right? But instead of doing it, we learn it. It's Yedua, the Chofetz Chaim, pushed Mezolel and Kachim. Today, you don't have to push for it. That's the only yeshiva almost of that Zach. I'm catching, get gaitis nicht. That gaitin, that's his whole land. Is catching? Okay. Chavos Chaim pushed learning catching. Why? Shiach mit kumen, da wissen, da voida, right? Everybody knows this Chavos Chaim. They even say that the Chavos Chaim felt that he might have to do the avoida. Therefore, he might be the Kohen Gadol. I never understood this Chafetz Chaim. Who said? I mean, there's Aaron HaKohen to Tachlei. What? Who said? Chazagnish, the Heilige Chavayun, the Chafetz Chaim is Kohenish Kedosh. Chazagnish. Okay, you're in the piece of history. This is a side note on the Shir. The famous video of the Chafetz Chaim that just came out. People ask me, what is it all about? Why did it come out now? I think you don't have to be a brilliant brain surgeon to figure it out. The Rebbeinu Shlom Vilim, Zohar B'Chizik, and Shmiras HaLoshen. So before a guy opens his mouth, oh, the video, Fashteist. Before he texts, Abissel Lechveiz, was, hot the bill from the Chofetz Chaim, gleich by the Bay, was. You see it live. Fatam Etzias by Mensch. And to me, there was a special point in the video. It was this gala this week. It's in the Yiddish newspapers. After the third one, after the Chafetz Chaim, coming in is the Alter Zeder. One of them is the Alter Zeder. We did the research the last 2-3 days. We made stills. It's the Zeder Zecheinu Lebracha coming out of the into the Kesiyah Gedai. Okay. A piece of history. Now getting back to the Chofetz Chaim's, the Shalom Params for Seinu. So L'chayra, why would he think that he's going to do the Aveda and that's the reason to learn Kachim? I found the Chassam Sofer says exactly what I said, but without the Kash on the Chofetz Chaim. Zok del Chassam Sofer ala Teira. This that we learn the Halachis and say the Aveda, it's not because when Mashiach comes we'll have to know the Halachis. He says it clearly. Because Moshe and Aaron will be around and they'll teach us halachas. Midaf Kena, Kuntresim, and Likutim, you're not going to need all this. Slamin Gleich from Moshe Rabbeinu Alein with Milelman. Says it clearly. Vilam Dezokte, Lukshibon, Abeis HaMikdash, Yavai, Moshe, the Aaron, Imaim, Vilam Deinu, Seder Aveda. We'll have it straight from the Torah, from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. From Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't have to prepare it now. So then why are we doing it? And the answer is, because Ke'ilu Hikrif. You say that when you learn it, it's as if you did it. That's how the Chassam Sofer learns, when the Shalom Purim Svaseinu. Like the Chassam Sofer, so then what's Parshas Parah? So you would say, what? The Shalom Purim Svaseinu Ke'ilu. That's not Emes of the Chassam Sofer, because Tahayre! That Nishkum and Vabdulel Stapasik Chumash. I read it inside. Avla kriya b'teira b'parsha zois mechatos I efshe loimer shiei al yedei ze tohoir Not true. And he finishes. I don't have a shiloh about this. So then what's the reason to read Parshas Parah, not Nishal Meparim Svaseinu? It's not the Heligah Sam Seifer. Alimut Bezeh is a Gzeiras HaKosef. It's a Chayk. And that's what Zoyzchuk HaSatayra means. Zoyzchuk HaSatayra Shetziv HaShem Leimer Alim Farshim say that that's the Makor that you have to say it. And you have to read the parsha. Where does it come from? Who says I have to read the parsha? Where does it come that it might be deraisa the toisus in brachas? Where does it come from? The teretz is ois chato leimon. Ata das is chukas atayr and sakzeir sakasim medat is ton. And he finishes that shama zayis chukas atayr o ma yachuk ashetziva Hashem leimon. And the answer is dreish bekabel schar. No, das halein is the chukah that there's such a thing called par. Aleph Regen, was is the Mekayah that Parshas Parah is the Reise? Zachoik. That's it. So is Tulka Sateir. Aber in jeder Choik ist da ein bisschen ein Hezber, ein Tam, etwas darf man doch sagen, etwas, ach weiss, etwas. Der Chinuch sagt doch Taimi Amitzvus, man darf doch sagen ein bisschen Taimi Amitzvus. I just explained to you that the Parsha Parah is the Yesedis of Golus. And I showed you some Sefer, Oy Kuli Chai, Oy Kuli Zakai. Now I'm going to show you another shtick of some Sefer, Adethai, that this is in the Likutim. Some Sefer, you want to know what the Chayka Paradum is? We all know that Nismacha Mises Miriam, Le Paradum. Loim Lecha, Kishem Shapara Duma Mechaperes, Kach Misa Sadiqi Mechaperes, Agimara in Mayit Kap Nafchavches. Miriam, then Chukas, Misa Sadiqi is Mechap. Dr. Ameri de Gazach, you know how Kapar in Gullus works? Amol, the Rebbeinu Shalom takes away the Tzoya. That's what the Ramei Shadarshan says. Tova Yeheim. Sometimes the beard is taken away. The tzoya, the schlecht, the weisel, and cleans it out. And the tzadikim bleiben. And amal si fakelt. The tzadikim go. And the rishayim bleiben. Sok the heiliger sam soifer. Eile chuka chakakti. This is a chayk of galus. Eile chareshus laharach amidoysav. V'do hi gzeira say reise. Sam Seifa is saying we have questions in galus. Chayk. Does do hi gzeira say reise? Why tzadikim? They die and the rishayim stay. Why the rishayim sometimes die and the tzadikim stay? We don't know. The parasha of Paradum is the paradox of Gullus. And thus is Dahi Gzeira Seiraise. Pelotic. Now, Rabbi Sai, let's go to explain why we read Parshas Parah. So the Chakyankiv always gives the reason, like I just told you, because we bald, the Parah, we need the carbon Pesach, and it's Shloishim Yoyim Kaidim Lechag. You start taking care of Pesach. The Meila Kum Parshas Parah. Azei bring the Chakyankiv in Simin Tov Chav Tes Sivkot Beis B'Shem V'Tanya. Shame the same Tanya that the Magen Avraham brings. Okay. Good. I have a kasha. So then read it 30 days before. Start on Purim. Huh? No, I mean, if it's because of Shloishim Yoyim Kaidim Lechag, so do it 30 days before. Good. We could say Torah. That's not the point. What's my point? I want to share with you a Levush. Why do we read Parshas Parah B'chlal? What is it all about? And the answer is of the Levush, Lekach Koirim Parshazu Lihispalel Lifanav Yizbarach. It's a tefillah, it's a bakasha. Shigam Aleinu Yizrek Mayim Tehoirim B'meheira D'Levush. In Simin Tov Reish Pei Hei. It's a tefillah, it's a longing. Rabbeinu Shleilam, we wish you would put on us the Mayim Tehoirim U'mizal Habin Akavim Pesach. Huh? Is it a Gebes man as a... I think there's a whole new Taichin of Nishalma Parim Svaseinu Rabbe Zai. We long, we bank him. We miss it. Rabbeinu Shleilam. We want to be makiv the karbanis. Today, before I came to say the Shia, I saw the Divrei Yoel already says it's in a different shtickle. And that's why we read it before Parshas HaChodesh, because Parshas HaChodesh begins Nissan, B'Nissan Nigalu. So we start with Parshas Parah as a Hagdameh. What does he mean? This Torah, and he pretty much speaks out Galus. Parah resembles Efer HaParah, was mis verbrennt geworden in Galus. And it has it also the Asav Ish Tahar, that La'asid. So the Shibud is also that in Mitzashem, we'll have Geula. Chaydish Nissen means HaChaydish Hazel Lachem Reish Chadashim B'Nissen Nigalu. So we read Pare as a Hagdome to the Parash of Chaydish. Now Rabbeisai, listen carefully, because we're saying a big Yisayit. In every Emunah, there's two parts to Emunah. And the whole Pesach Seder's klar, it's Lachem Anya, and at the same time, it's also that the Asid, we talk about Mitzrayim, and we talk about Vevesi. I want to talk to you about this, because it's the Yisoidei Hadas of Emunah. Emunah is not only to believe Rabbeisai, as the Rabbeinu Shleilam took us out of Mitzrayim and he's the manik, but there's an inyan called Tzipisa LeYeshua. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us clearly that one of the questions that one is asked when he comes to Shemayim is Tzipisa LeYeshua. Brisker Rav. I don't know what's happening here, but something's happening. Rav explains that this is Mi'ikre Adas, that you have to be Mechakele B'Yosai. It's not just enough to believe. Animamim B'Emunah Shleima B'Vias HaMashiach. You need also that you have to long Tzipisa. Tzipisa LeYeshua. And he says that's the Pshat. What's a hava mean? If I have to believe he's coming, so what's of course afa pishi yisma meya? I mean, right? Pasha, even though it's whatever it is, says the Briska Rav. No, it's not a stipulation that I still believe. If I care, that's part of the amuna is afa pishi yisma meya chakeloi. Because I need tzipisa. I have to look forward for the Yeshua. The Gemara tells us that it's not just, did you believe in Emunah? That's not the question the Gemara says we'll ask. We could ask tzipisa. Did you look forward? Gemara in Shabbos, Amar Rava, B'shah Shemachnisim, Adam Ledin, Oymrim Loi Nasatav, Nasatav Emunah, Kvatitim L'Toyra, Saktibiririv, tzipisa, LeYeshua. I don't say Hemanta, it says Tzipisa. And the Briska Rav explains, that's the Vafa Pish Yisma Meya. It's not that I believe even though. It's not I believe. I have to be a chakeloy. I wait for it. What do I have to wait for? Let's talk lemaisa. You say the adas. What am I looking forward for? So there's an interesting shari tshuva habesai. The shari tshuva in Arachayim. See, there's tons of swarm. Okay, we'll leave it. Arachayim, the shari tshuva says, you have to be mitzapa li Yeshua. To be mitzapa. Yeah, I'll meet you inside. Yechavin l'mashishoyelim oisai tzepisa l'yeshuva l'chein t'chavin. Now when we say l'shuoscha kivinu kol ayoyim, as far as Nusach Sfarad is a mitzapim l'yeshuva. Okay. But l'shuoscha kivinu kol ayoyim, what are you supposed to be mechavin? L'tzapoish l'yeshuva as Hashem sh'oisi imanu l'atzileinu mikam p'goyim royim b'chol yoyim. The tzavos. Yeah, so the Shari Tshuva writes clearly that what's the pisa? Galus is bitter. So I have to mitzap it, sein gut. Good? Gleichst das? Achidush, you know why? The Ramban and the Chofetz Chaim Acharav writes clearly that that's not the pisa of Yeshua. You shouldn't be mitzap of Yeshua fazich. Chavetz Chaim and Tzipis L'Yeshua and Lekutei Amarim writes, you know what Tzipis L'Yeshua means? For the Rebbeinu Shloim's Malchus to have back the Avodah. That's Tzipis L'Yeshua. Okay. With this Rabbeisai, let's talk about Emunah, the night of the Seder. How do we begin the Haggadah? We begin the Haggadah. Holach Ma'anya Diacholah V'sona B'Ardu Mitzrayim Hashat Ha'ocha V'sona Abah out of the Israel. Why do we speak about Hashat Ha'ocha L'shana Babar? The famous question all the Farshim talk about. Shibayli Aleket says clearly that the reason why we say this is because Emuna means I believe, and I also mitzapeh, I long for the Yeshua. He finishes off Yehi Ratzon. That's the pshat in the shat ocha l'shan abba b'arad Yisrael yiratzen shibana hamikdash v'nachzer v'nasa pesach. Emuna, Rabbi Yisai, is not just emuna; it's also a longing, a vesi for the Yeshua. This is a very important nekuda in the Seder. Sinitna geula, geula mit avdus. It's part of the emuna. Is to be mitzape, to look forward, to long. Hashat ta'ocha that we should have a carbon Pesach. When you sit by the Pesach Seder, to think to yourself, Rabbeinu Shloim, how beautiful it would be if we could have had a carbon Pesach, and we're looking forward for that carbon Pesach. The Indian of Chippazim with this Alan Rabbi Yisai, I want you to think about it. What's the Indian of the Chippazim? What's Chippazim? Chippazim means that I'm waiting any second that the Geula is going to happen. Chippazim is a chelik of the Amunah. See, peace of that any minute we're going to be Nigal. Hachanigla Aleim, huh? Karefayim. Yeah. Chilik of it is the Yeshua Hashem Karefayim. That's the Yisoy. And this is the Indian of the Munah of Tzipisa Yeshua. I think it's an important Nakuda, Rabbi Yisai. They sit by the Seder. I know Tzadikim, I heard this from my Zaydi Seol, used to look out the window. Is he coming? Shia. Aliyah Navi, what's the Pshah Aliyah Navi Kum? He's going to be Mavas. We're looking, we're opening the door, we're ready. Amunah Yedem Enot. Adas is the Yisayid from Amunah the Nacht from the Yisayid.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.